Are you ready to go, Fra? Jerry asked, nudging Marlene's arm as they stood outside of the buggy shed. She could see her granddaughter standing near their carriage with Paul. I hope in time a spark of interest will grow between them. Marlene looked at Jerry and shook her head. Not quite. Let's wait till Paul and Lisa are finished talking. She pointed toward their buggy. And let us keep our voices down so no one hears us talking. A good many people were still milling about, getting ready to go, and some were in the process of leaving on foot or with their horse and buggy. Marlene didn't want her and Jerry's private conversation to be heard by anyone. The wrinkles in Jerry's forehead deepened. Why do we have to wait? It's chilly out here, and I'd like to get home. I'm sure Paul and Lisa won't mind if we show up at our buggy while they are talking. I mean, what could they have to say to one another that they wouldn't want us to hear? I'm cold too, but they shouldn't be long. Marlene rolled her eyes. And seriously, Jerry, can't you remember how it was when you were a young man speaking to a girl you might have an interest in? His brows lifted high on his forehead. Has Paul given you some reason to believe he's taken an interest in our Grossdochter? He hasn't actually said so, but I've seen the way he looks at her. Oh, how's that? Your voice is getting louder. Marlene placed one finger against her lips and made sure she spoke quietly. You know very well what I'm talking about. Now, can we stay here on the porch until Paul moves away from our carriage? Jerry gave a quick nod and stuffed his hands inside of his jacket. I'll wait as long as you say, dear matchmaker. It would be nice if that young man took an interest in our granddaughter. I agree. Marlene made no comment as they remained on the porch. I can't help being curious about what he's saying to Lisa. When she saw Paul move away from their buggy and head toward the line of horses, she touched her husband's arm and said, Okay, we can go now. Let's not keep our granddaughter waiting.